This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. The Medrash says on the Pasuk Behaloischos Aneiros, the Medrash brings the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yutes, Pesach Divorecha Yoir. The beginning of your words will give light. What does the Medrash mean to tell us by bringing the Pasuk in Tehillim, Pesach Divorecha Yoir, in connection to the Menorah? And the Mefarshim answer, we know the menorah had 22 gevi'im, 22 cups, 11 kaftarim, 11 buttons, 9 parochim, 9 flowers, and we know the height of the menorah was 18 tefachim tall, and the menorah had 7 konim, 7 branches. If one looks at the first pasuk in Sefer Bereishis, the pasuk says, Bereishis bara lekim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz. That pasuk has 7 words, hinting to the 7 branches of the menorah. The first pasuk in Sefer Shmos, Ve'ele Shmos b'nei Yisrael ha'boim mitzrayim es Yaakov ishu ve'isay va'u. That pasuk has 11 words, hinting to the 11 kaftarim of the menorah. Sefer Vayikra starts, Vayikra el Moshe v'yedaber Hashem elov me'oyel moed lemor. That pasuk has 9 words, hinting to the 9 parochim of the menorah. Sefer Bamidbar starts, V'yedaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai ba'oyel moed. The echod lachodesh hasheni bashona hashenis litzesam me'eretz mitzrayim lemor. That pasuk has 17 words, and if you count the whole pasuk as one, we can add one more for a total of 18, which is a remes to the 18 tefachim, the height of the menorah. And finally, Sefer Devarim starts Eile ha'devarim asher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael be'ever hayarden b'midbar barova moel suf bein poron uvein toifel ve'lovon v'chatzeros v'dizahav. And that pasuk has 22 words, hinting to the 22 gevi'im of the menorah. And that is the pshat the Mefarshim explain in this medrash, Behaloischos Aneiros, connecting it to the pasuk in Tehillim, Pesach Divorecha Yoir, Pesach Divorecha, the opening of your words, the first pasuk in every sefer. Yoir gives light will be a remez to the menorah that gives light. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that Parshas Behaloischos begins with the menorah. And the pasuk says, V'zeh ma'aseh ha-menorah, and this is the workmanship of the menorah, miksha zahav. It was made hammered and chiseled from one piece of gold. As Rashi explains, miksha v'loy nasis evorim evorim al yedei chibur. It was not formed of separate pieces and joined together. Rather, they took a block of gold and chiseled the form of the menorah from that one piece. We find 3 items that the Torah commands to be made miksha. The menorah, in Parshas Truma, the kruvim, and later in this week's parsha, the chatzotros, the trumpets, which were used to gather Klal Yisrael and to tell Klal Yisrael when it was time to travel. The Reish Rav asks, what's the connection between these 3 items, that specifically these 3 items the Torah tells us must be made miksha? Says the Reish Rav, making something out of one piece is the more difficult way of making something. If one wants shortcuts, he can simply take many pieces and glue them together. On the other hand, something made out of one piece is much stronger because there aren't any seams which can cause them to fall apart. Each one of these items that are commanded to be made miksha symbolize something. The menorah symbolizes Torah. Hiner mitzvah v'torah or. What the pasuk is telling us by saying that the menorah has to be miksha is that one cannot take shortcuts in Torah. The path to success in Torah is the way of miksha. Pas b'melech toichal, without luxuries, through yegia, and through putting in the proper effort and time. And through that, one will become a Talmud Chacham. Miksha, the harder way, but with results that will not fall apart. The chatzotros also had to be made miksha. The chatzotros symbolizes leadership, as trumpets were usually blown by royal ceremonies. And this is to tell us that leaders need to be strong and without compromise, because a leader needs to deal with many different people's personalities and many difficult issues. If he is not miksha, tough and strong as one piece, he will be swayed and his leadership will be compromised. And lastly, the kruvim also had to be made miksha. Gemara says that the kruvim had the face of children. Kruvim comes from the word kiravya, like children. One who raises children can either be firm or inconsistent with the way he raises his children. If parents lack firmness in their principles, their children may sway them to give in and may sway them into taking the easier route. leading to an improper upbringing. Raising children also needs to be done with the outlook of miksha. By all these three items, the menorah, the chatzotros, and the kruvim, one can take the easy route, or one can take the path with firm and decisive action. The Torah is telling us that through miksha, one will succeed in Torah, in leadership, and in raising his children.